Hi everybody, I'm Eliza, and today I'm going to talk to you about a food hub feasibility survey that I did in Oregon's Mid-Willamette Valley with small and mid-sized growers who were conventional and organic farmers. So just for context, there's Oregon on the map of the U.S., and then this blown-up map of Oregon, the lower yellow star is Salem, and that upper yellow star is Portland. So Salem is about an hour south of Portland, which is the major metropolitan area in the state. In 2016, the city of Salem had some urban renewal money that they were looking to spend on one of two issues, either food access or investment in central gathering spaces for the community. And to address the issue of food access, they were looking at establishing a food hub, and to address the central gathering spaces, they were looking at either a community center or a business, small business incubator. And the city of Salem contracted the OSU Extension Service, which is who I worked for, to conduct a survey of small and mid-sized farmers in the area surrounding where the food hub would be to see if the farmers were interested in participating. So a little bit of background about agriculture in the state is linked to $50 billion in sales annually. And the Willamette Valley contains 16% of the state's farms on less than 3% of the total land in the state. And farms less than 50 acres in size account for about 60% of the farms in the state. Small farms are important for the local foods movement that's been going on in the past 20 years in the U.S. And But small farmers can sometimes have challenges bridging the gap between, their on-farm production and how to reach, like, large buyers and large markets, and food hubs can be a good way to help bridge that gap. At this point, you might be asking yourself, what is a food hub? So a food hub is a centralized location that connects farmers and food buyers. The little tractor icon on the left signifies a farmer, and then they bring their produce to a local food hub. And the food hub can take a variety of forms. It could be a distribution center, it could be a processing facility, some sort of local food co-op. It can also provide services like networking for farmers to find new buyers or community education about the importance of buying local agricultural products. And we were involved with the farmers. So two study objectives. The first was to just determine the key farm characteristics of the participants, and the second was to find out if they were interested in the food hub, and if they were, what features they'd like to be a part of it. So I interviewed 19 farmers in two categories of questions. 18 of the interviews were in person, and one was over the phone. Some of the farmers that I talked to are pictured here. And the survey sites were well distributed around the Mid-Willamette Valley. This map shows the Mid-Willamette Valley broken down by county. The yellow star is in Salem, where the proposed food hub would be located, and the black dots are the locations of the farms that I visited. So you can see they're well distributed around the area, and the food hub would be in a central location. So the quantitative data that I collected included farm location, farm size, the types of products that the farmers sell, and on down the list. Qualitative data included their interest in increasing local sales, their farming challenges, and their interest in participating in the food hub. So moving on to what I found, in general, the average farmed acreage for the farmers was 73 acres, and 3/4 of the farmers' acreage was not in production, and more than a third have less than half their acreage in production. So, and qualitatively, a lot of the farmers told me that they could or do produce more produce than they can sell in their current markets. And then 7 of those farmers were certified organic, and 12 were not certified organic. So one of the things I asked the farmers to do was to give me their definition of a food hub. 58% said it was a centralized location to connect farmers and food buyers, which is exactly what it is. 26% said they never heard of it. 11% said it was a networking center, and 5% said it could be a variety of things. Now, another thing I asked the farmers was about their product availability throughout the year, because if you're going to establish a food hub, you don't want it standing empty for months at a time. 58% of the farmers said they have product available for sale 12 months out of the year. And then 32% said they only had product available 4 to 7 months out of the year. And then the remaining 11% had it available 8 to 11 months. Now, an interesting thing that I noticed is that the sales outlets that the farmers were interested in expanding into was affected by what their primary product was that they produced. So you can see here that, like, vegetable growers were really interested in increasing distribution and, you know, local grocery CSAs, and berry growers were interested in farmers markets CSA expansion. So it kind of, the sales outlets they were interested in really varied by what products they produce. Another thing I noticed is that the years of farming experience that the farmers had affected the sales outlets they were interested in expanding into. So farmers with 0 to 5 years of experience wanted to expand their CSA and farmers markets, which were already their primary sales outlet. Farmers with 6 to 19 years of experience were interested in increasing their sales through any and all outlets, while CSAs were their current primary outlet. And then farmers with 20-plus years of experience were interested in increasing wholesale, which was already their primary outlet. And this is sort of a common business evolution over time. You know, when you're a beginning farmer, farmers markets and CSAs are, you know, easy access into the market, and then you start to kind of diversify as you have more experience, and then as you get even more experience, you're going to specialize and start doing wholesale. When I asked the farmers about what their main challenges were in regards to their farming, marketing, and sales processing, in the category of marketing and sales, they said a lack of consumer education was a big issue. So consumer education about the value of buying local agricultural products, the value of buying organic agricultural products, things like that. And in the category of processing, they identified a lack of financial resources to have their, you know, their processing done on site, which would be their preference. All but one of the farmers was interested in participating in the food hub, and the one that was not had a variety of long-term wholesale customers and wasn't interested in increasing local sales in any capacity. Now, I showed the farmers this long list of possible services that the food hub could provide to them, and I asked them to basically tell me, you know, what is most important to you? And this is ranked from what they said was most important to least important. As you can see, community education was the first thing. 84% of the farmers said, you know, we want consumers to be educated about our products. And then on down the line, you have value-added processing, aggregation, direct sales. And before I move on to the next slide, I want you to notice that 42% of the farmers said that a USDA meat processing facility was really important to them. But as I did the data analysis, I realized that that actually accounts for 100% of the meat producers that I surveyed. So talking to them a little bit more about it, I learned that there's only 3 meat producers within drivable distance that will serve small farmers. And so this was like a major concern of the meat producers. And some of them were also certified organic, so if there were to be a processing facility established, it would have to be USDA certified and certified organic. 89% of the participants said that they could see potential barriers to participating in a food hub. The top 3 barriers that I identified were that the prices would be too low, there'd be a lack of consumer demand, and that they would be limited because of their lack of scale. So this is just, they were worried that large farmers would also participate in the food hub, and they just couldn't compete with the volume. The no barriers mentioned is up there because I gave them the option to give me up to 3 answers to this, and a variety of them did not say 3. Now, comparing organic and non-organic farmers, the non-organic farmers were more sure that the food hub was a needed business model in the Mid-Willamette Valley. And so 71% of the organic farmers said that a food hub was needed, and 92% of the non-organic said that it was needed. And it turns out that most of the organic farmers currently drive their produce to Portland to sell. And looking at the demographics of Portland versus Salem, Portland is on average, the average age of the city is younger. It's on average more politically liberal. It's, you know, higher education. And Salem is not quite to that point yet. There's a lot of low-income areas in Salem. A lot of underserved communities that would not necessarily see the benefit to buying organic produce. So they were just concerned that they wouldn't be able to sell their produce as organic in Salem, or that they wouldn't be able to get the price that they need to stay in business. And in terms of following up on the survey, over 3/4 of the participants said that they would participate in a follow-up meeting to discuss the establishment of the food hub and kind of details for designing it. In conclusion, the survey participants on the whole were enthusiastic about participating in the potential food hub, and the meat producers were especially enthusiastic if it was going to be a USDA meat processing facility. So when the conclusions were presented to the City of Salem, we just handed over our data to one of their consultants, and she presented it to the city, and then I did my own analysis, which is presented here. And my analysis being more in-depth, the conclusions that they came to were slightly different and a little bit less favorable to the food hub. The thing that I pointed out about the meat, you know, the meat producers, that being 100% of them saying they wanted a processing facility, is one example of that. And in the end, the City of Salem decided not to go forward with the food hub. They were going to do a community retail and office center instead, because while we were surveying farmers, another organization was out surveying the consumers, and it turns out that the farmers' concerns about a lack of consumer demand were well-founded, and there's indeed not enough consumer demand in the city to support a food hub. And I would like to acknowledge OSU College of Ag Science for funding, the City of Salem for funding, the farmers for participating, eOrganic for funding, and then OSU Extension Marion Polk County and our GIS wizard. And I can take questions now.
So my question is, when they started, they said that it was a food access issue. And I'm just curious if that was something that you were thinking about in your survey, because food access is very different than kind of local food farmers market. There's a whole issue of cost and making sure that it's there for people. So I'm just curious if that was
Yeah. The question was whether food access was considered in the survey. And in terms of our survey, it wasn't really considered. I think from the city's perspective, food access was a really big issue. But we were just trying to figure out whether the farmers were even remotely interested in participating in this model that the city had put forward. So. Yes. The question was, are there currently any food hubs in Oregon? There is at least one that I know of in Portland that's a physical space that serves as a commercial kitchen that farmers can rent out, and also serves as like a kind of a retail distribution space. And there's another one that is online that a lot of the farmers actually mentioned in the survey. They were like, I participated in that, and it didn't go very well. It's like, well, I'm sorry. So. Yeah, so the question was, for value-added processing, were the farmers interested in doing that themselves or for having someone else to do it? Specifically, what they were interested in was a commercial kitchen space that was inexpensive to rent, because a lot of them had said, you know, they would do a lot more value-added processing if they had access to an affordable space to do it.
All right. Thank you very much.